kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang may-ari ng Usok Filipino Grill na mula sa Gold Coast, Queensland na si Janine Karampot. Kamusta, Janine?
Hello, kamusta po?
Kailan nagsimula ang iyong business?
Start siya noong October 2021. Prior po dyan, nag-open kami ng halo-halo business because we only sell halo-halo and other drinks like taho, sagot ko laman. Ang kitchen po namin, hindi siya pang food, hindi siya pang cooking. Dahil nagre-request na po ang mga customer ng mga pagkain na niluluto. Kasi para nga naman daw ka-partner ng mga halo-halo, pang merienda. Pero dahil hindi pa qualified ang area namin as a cooking establishment, nag-open po ako ng Usok Filipino Grill, which is I rented other shop on the same area.
Nung mga time na yon, paano mo nalaman na, sige na nga, pakikinggan ko na nga ang mga customers ko?
Opo, kasi one of the reason din, wala pang Filipino food sa Surfer's Paradise. There's no Filipino restaurant. So, sabi ko, why not open another business that will cater food? Naging okay naman po siya sa umpisa, pero medyo mahirap talaga kasi I'm not a chef. I'm a pastry chef. That's why I open halo-halo business. And then, I need to hire people to cook. I don't have any knowledge with the restaurant business.
Take me back to that time na, naku, tama ba itong pinasok ko? Ba't kailangan ko pa bang mag-hire ng ibang tao? Sige, kwento mo sa amin yan.
Ayan po yung, sa tingin ko, yan po yung pinakamalaking pagsubok ko sa buhay. Na bukod sa pandemic, ang pandemic po, I embrace it. It's not bad thing for me because I open my business. Kung hindi nag-pandemic, hindi ko po ma-realize na even yung big company nag-shutdown and wala naman po kami makuha kasi wala rin kami magagawa kasi small ano lang kami, pastry chef, ganun na sa kahit po yung mga managers, wala rin naman sila magawa. So sabi ko sa sarili ko, why not open my own na I can get on my own feet, ganun. Parang kung lahat niya nag-down, maybe I don't have anything to lose so I can build my own career, my own empire someday. Medyo nung nag-open po ako ng halo-halo, naging okay siya, ay nag-boom siya. Kaya ang drive ko po is times 100 ata. Kaya ginusto ko ulit mag-open ng another shop. Ang naging ano pagsubok talaga doon kasi hindi ko po alam how to handle, how to open a shop, restaurant. So, I'm starting from zero. As in zero kasi wala naman magtuturo sa akin. Lahat sinerch ko. Even recipes, other stuff, legal things, I need to study on myself, my own. Ayun po yung mahirap. At bukod po dun, dahil di ako marunong magluto, I need to hire someone na it's very expensive. Knowing na nag-start pa lang kami sa zero, kailangan namin mag-build ng maging establish from there na good customer, loyal customer to come back. But dahil hindi mo rin po ma-handle kasi hindi ako marunong magluto. So I don't know how to handle. Kaya pag may hindi masarap ang luto ng chef ko, nababash po kami. Ganun. Which is nabash po ako ng sobra dahil dun na I need to shut down for 3 weeks to fix the shop. Kasi kailangan ko siya aralin. Hindi pwedeng mag-open ka lang dahil gusto mo, dahil nakinig ka sa ibang tao. Pero kailangan mong aralin kung anong ibebenta mo, kung anong gagawin mo. At lahat, hindi ka dapat nagdedepende sa chef or other people. You have to know your products. That's the main thing I learned from there.
Pina-shutdown kayo for 3 weeks?
Hindi po. Ako talaga nag-decide.
Ikaw kasi, nag-decide.
Kasi sabi ko, hindi to pwede mag-continue kasi sunod-sunod na yung feedback na masama. So, sabi ko, kailangan pag nag-reopen tayo, okay na lahat. Smooth na. No, you have to be stable.
Do you remember the insurances and permits that you secured upon setting up the business?
Before I rent the place, they asked me to get food license and then public liability insurance. That's the main thing I need to secure before I open the business.
Briefly, yung kahit na gaano kaliit na inumpisahan mo to start this business.
Alam ko nung utang ko sa friend ko na 20,000 kasi knowing na wala talagang laman yung kitchen, I need to buy fridges, stove, deep fryer. Hindi siya mura. Naghanap na lang po ako na cheaper na I can afford within 20,000.
Did you think about getting a loan, perhaps like a bank loan, or you felt na okay na lang sa kaibigan?
I tried po, pero hindi pa kasi ako PR, so hindi ako ma-approve para mag-bank loan. At saka pandemic, saka hindi po talaga siya possible.
PR ka na ba ngayon?
Hindi pa din po.
Okay
next
lang.
Year.
Next year, you're gunning for that.
Yeah.
Ano yung risks of going into this business?
Pinaka-risk talaga dito, yung maubos yung pera mo, yung puhunan mo. Kasi hindi mo alam kung saan mo kukunin yung next na ipambabayad mo kung hindi ka kumikita ng pera. Aside from that, ang isa pang risk is spoilage. Paano kung hindi mo nabibenta ang mga products mo? Mabubulok lang po sila eh. So, I need to a good system to keep the product fresh all the time. At saka, ang standard po is a big risk. Kasi every staff is different. Depende kung sino mag-train sa kanila. Make sure that you're the one gonna train the person. So you have just one standard. Kasi pag napasa, nagbabago na nagbabago.
Consistent ka din.
Yes, need to be consistent. Consistent sa standard.
So ngayon marunong ka na ba mag-grill on your own?
Actually ako na po yung nagluluto at nagtitrip. Minsan, pag short yung stuff, I can do everything na.
Galing! So talagang inaral mo na rin.
Yeah. Minahal ko na po ang pagluluto. So, dati baking-baking lang. Pero ngayon, lahat na po. I wonder, bakit dati, ang onti lang na menu namin. Ngayon, nung ako na yun nandito, mas maraming choices na madali lang siya. As long as may good system ka lang, how to prepare things. Ngayon, winter, mas marami na po kami menu. Dadagdagan at dadagdagan lang po namin. Before, we only have street food, different food. Like, you don't normally see in other restaurants, like beef papaitan, champurado, we have ube champurado as well. Tapos, bilo-bilo, hindi naman po siya normal sa ibang. Craving for it, you can go here anytime. Duck adobo as well.
Kamusta ang competition? Isa lang ba ang Filipino food restaurant dyan sa Gold Coast ngayon? What's it like?
Ayun na nga po. Mga first year pa lang ng uso, nagkaroon ng competition. Ay po siya. Sobrang busy nila doon sa kabila. It's okay for me. It's just a business. Nothing personal. Lucky ang area nila. So there's a lot of seatings, like 100. Tapos after that, meron pa pong isa, which is different area in the Philippines, like Bisaya. The one we're selling is, I think it's Tagalog because I'm Tagalog, they are Bisaya. There is point of difference naman. Kaya I think okay lang po ang competition kasi we are located along the busiest area here in Surfers. Even we have small seatings, it's very busy all the time. Even it's raining or it's hot, it's a good location. Dati po, parang nakatayo lang ang mga tao eh. Kasi daanan lang talaga siya kasi it's an old takeaway Chinese restaurant. Renovate po kami last year, December. Ngayon po, medyo nasa, I think, more likely 15 seats.
How do you plan to scale the business? Magkakaroon ka ba ng mga iba pang branches in other states and territories? Sige, ikwento mo sa amin yan.
Plano ko po talaga, try to expand, to branch out. Marami rin naman po nagtatanong na how they can franchise the business. Pero I'm not really prepared. Hindi pa po ako ready na mag-expand sa ganong situation. Kasi gusto ko po, bago ko ibigay ang business ko sa iba, sure na din sila nakikita sila. Hindi lang dahil gusto ko kumita, ipapasok ko yung pangalan ko sa kanila. So I need to make a good system, how to get a standard products as well. Para kahit sa branches, hindi nababago ang mga products. So to be stable. Hopefully, at the end of this year, I'm planning to open another business, food business here in Surfers Cafe po. Balance din, hindi lang Filipino ang pwedeng maservan, pwede rin po iba-ibang lahi.
Final message, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or those who want to start their own business, kausapin mo naman sila, i-inspire mo sila ngayon.
Para sa akin po, sa umpisa talaga mahirap ang lahat. Mahirap ang business na pag hindi mo inaral. Pero kung walang maniniwala sa'yo, kung hindi ka maniniwala sa sarili mo, wala na ibang tao maniniwala sa'yo. So, kahit nahihirapan ka, just keep moving. Just do it.
Anything else you want to add?
Actually, isa pa kong kailangan. Kailangan talaga hindi sa pagiging successful ng business mo, hindi lang ikaw ang credited sa lahat. It's good to have a good working environment, good workers, treat them good as a family, and everything will be okay. Yun lang po yung talagang napatunayan ko, na kahit anong mangyari, kahit sobrang stress ka, just keep it down, cool, calm down, kasi walang magandang mangyari kung ibabalik mo lang sila ang stress mo sa mga workers mo. So, a good leader.
Again, maraming salamat kay Janine Karampo. So uulitin, Janine, at tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.